just doing a Google search on revenue raised from red light cameras in Illinois. Emmanuel rakes in $284.9 million from red light cameras. Let's see here. Scroll down, $26.5 million in red light camera tickets issued along Harlem Avenue alone. Suburban red light cameras are generating millions in revenue.
You know, and in the, some of the smaller suburban towns, that, you know, that red light, that's the difference between them making it or breaking it, those red light cameras.
Wrong on Red, a joint investigation by the ABC 7i team and also the Chicago Sun-Times. They noticed that most of the tickets that people are responding to at the Dalton Courthouse and other suburban court houses is over a, you turned right on Red without coming to a complete stop.
I think it's bogus. I think this is a scam, man. I think they're just trying to make money.
Well, they are just trying to make money, I would imagine.
I shouldn't have had to come here to contest this ticket, because once your wheels come to a complete stop, you stopped.
Now, critics call it nothing but a money generator, where other people insist that it's all about safety. And one gentleman that was featured in the story said, here's an idea. Come to a complete stop.
If you count to one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and then you proceed, you will never be back here in my courtroom. I tell the people that is not the law.
That
is, it's a suggestion.
Yeah, that's not the law. It's a suggestion. It's Anthony Bertuca. He's a court adjudicator in Berwyn.
You know, the thing is, though, is that, and the argument lies within the fact that that's not stated anywhere in your Illinois rules of the road or anywhere else. Yeah, I don't know how or why I knew it. I'm not a big... you know, I come to a red light, I stop, you know, never got a red light ticket, but I knew that you have to stop for at least 3 seconds, and it's not one, two, three, it's one Mississippi.
I learned a long time ago, red light means stop. Let's talk to Mark Wallace. He represents the citizens to abolish red light cameras. He was also quoted in this story, and he said, we're finding that 95% of the people who come from the suburbs, they get the turn right on red tickets, and a lot of those are dismissed. Hi, Mark. Welcome back to WDLS. So in looking at this report and the continued controversy over red light cameras, do you want them all taken down?
Yeah, well, we have been fighting this system for 5 years here in Chicago, where we now have found that it's just an extension out to the suburbs that they're having the same problems, because it's a problem plagued system that's unfair, it's unsafe, and it's nothing more than a money grab. It has nothing to do with safety or trying to change driving behaviors. And all of the experts have said that, the national experts have said that through study after study, that this is nothing more than a money grab.
I like this graph that ran in the Sun-Times. The town, the suburb around here, least likely to dismiss the ticket is Highland Park. They dismiss maybe 1.5% of those. The town that is most likely to dismiss a ticket, they dismiss over 45% of these turn right on red tickets. Hickory Hills, Dalton, Des Plaines, Rolling Meadows, they dismiss tickets. Highland Park, Lyle, West Chicago, Aurora, they don't dismiss tickets. Why the discrepancy between suburbs, Mark?
Well, I can't tell you why there's a discrepancy between the suburbs, other than the fact that when you look at the video, some of the suburbs, and we've seen evidence that some of the suburbs, the administrative review judges, which are hired by the villages and paid by the villages, and they're paid pretty handsomely, you know, a couple hundred bucks an hour to sit there and collect money for them. So it's like a toll booth for those villages. And remember that most of these villages in the suburbs only have 3 or 4 cameras. They don't have a lot of cameras, so they are generating a ton of money at these intersections.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're taking advantage of people by, if you drive and you stop and your front tire goes over the what is called the traffic line, they'll send you a ticket. They have a police officer who in the suburbs that are reviewing the videos, and if the tire goes across the traffic line, but you come to a complete stop, they'll send you a ticket.
Well, so what? You you broke the law. Sorry.
No, you didn't break the law.
You went over the line.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you guys at your and we're talking with Mark Wallace, and what do you guys do at your red light community meetings? I notice you have them throughout the city and the suburbs. What gets discussed and what gets accomplished?
Well, at the we have a regular meeting every Friday night, but the community meetings that happen throughout the city is something that we advocated for because of the city was going to install or remove red light cameras, we asked that there have community involvement. And so the city put that in as a part of the ordinance, that any time that they're going to remove or install red light cameras or speed cameras, that there has to be a community meeting. And what's discussed there is they have to hear from the community whether the community want these, and then they have to provide information or not. Yeah. And then the city needs to are required to provide information to the community.
Where and when is your next one, Mark? Where and when is your next meeting?
There is a community meeting that is going to take place on the 30th out in the 45th ward. That's May 30th, regarding the red light camera that is coming down at West Grand Avenue and North Oak Park Avenue. And that's going to take place at the Rutherford Sayre Park Fieldhouse, 6871 okay. West Belden.
Well, you represent the citizens to abolish red light cameras. Mark Wallace, thanks. We'll have you back as this continues. If you're listening in these suburbs in descending order, these are the top 10 moneymakers, the top 10 suburbs in Chicago who revenue or generate the most revenue due to red light cameras. Berwyn, you're number one. Then Melrose Park, Hillside, North Riverside, Lakemoor, Country Club Hills, Rolling Meadows, Rosemont, Skokie, and Stone Park.
If you want, citizens to abolish redlightcameras.com will tell you how to contest, get involved. You can even pick up a t-shirt.
You know, I smoke cigars, so I realize when I buy cigars in the city or even in Cook County, I'm going to have to pay the freight on it
mm-hmm.
because they got me.
Right.
You know? And I would just say I have never received a ticket from a red light or a speed camera. So for those of you who pay, I thank you. But you want to expedite your travel times? Have at it. I prefer not to participate.
You know, now, I know that you've never got a red light ticket, but every now and then I'll pull into a building and where it says, do not smoke, and I'll smell a wafting smell of cigar smoke, and I wonder, well, who is that's not following the law?
All out of time for this segment. We'll discuss that some other...
I'll give you more time.
No, John, we're all out of time.
Are you ready, John?